Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live, from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time on your car insurance. Really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
All right, we got Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, color analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans, coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's always good to talk with our man, AD. He is always hustling. All right, but we're going to take a little hiatus from the NBA and talk a little bit of football. NFL, there's still plenty of stuff going on around the NFL right now. Rob, and a big point topic of conversation is what is going on with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't know if it's much ado about nothing, but the fact that they did not extend him, and you know how these extensions work in the NFL, Rob, like you extend a guy and, you know, it clears up cap room for you and you can use that cap room to go better your team for this season. People are saying the fact that they didn't do that with Aaron Rodgers, to many, Rob, it appears that they're ready to move on after next season. Rodgers brought it up. Remember at the end of the playoff run for Green Bay, he said, you know, he put it out there. I don't know if, you know, if they want me back. I mean, that's essentially what he was saying. They came out and said, oh, we definitely want him back, not only now, but long term. But again, many insiders and pundits are out there speculating that this could be Aaron Rodgers' last season with the green and gold. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. None of the stuff that they do, you know, it's a very different situation. There's no owner. It's publicly owned, Chris, by fans and, you know, regular Joes.
Right.
And so it's just a different animal. And I don't know if that's why they do their business the way that they've done it. But this is the same thing. This is what they've done the whole time. They never drafted a skilled player for Aaron Rodgers in the first round his entire career there. They got rid of his quarterback coach without talking to him. They didn't, instead of going to get a player who could help them, you know, a first-round player, they get Jordan Love, who's going to sit on the bench for a couple of years. You know what I mean? Like this right. is this. I just think it's the organization. I really do, and I'm not so sure. At one point, I thought they were very good, Chris, at drafting people, because I remember one
when
year during their run.
Agency, yeah.
Yeah, they had everybody except for one player was drafted by the Packers. I think that's incredible. Do you know what I mean? On a team that was good. Not they didn't win a championship, but a good team. But everybody was a Packer from day right. one, except for, I think, one guy. But so I don't know what to make of this. I really don't. He's coming off a great year. He looked great last year. They did bring Aaron Jones back, so it wasn't like they stripped him of anything, you know? So I don't know what to make of it. Maybe you know more than me. I just don't understand what they're doing and if what they're doing matters this year, or can they still address it next year? Say if he has another great year or whatever.
Yeah,
can
I mean,
they still address it?
I don't think it's cut and dry.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I mean. I don't know.
I mean, if they win a Super Bowl, I can't, you know, I'm sure they'll bring him back. Rob, to me, I think, let's put it this way. If indeed their plan is one more year for Aaron and then we're going to Jordan Love, because they can cut Aaron next year without it really hurting them. In fact, it'll help them financially. And then, you know, people are like, well, they'll have 1 year to really figure out what they have with Jordan Love, so they can put him in there and let him play. If that's the plan, Rob, two things come to my mind. Number one, horrible mistake. Horrible mistake. Aaron Rodgers looked great last year. I mean, we all know it. He won the MVP. But he had a career high in completion percentage, a career high in touchdowns, a career high in QBR, second best passer rating of his career. I mean, he was phenomenal, and he's 37, but obviously quarterbacks are playing longer. Not just Tom Brady, but Drew Brees as well.
And don't forget, he didn't play his first 3 years, Chris, so his body's even a little younger.
He didn't take hits, right, those first 3 years. And I know he's been banged up a little, so I don't know if that'll be a factor or not those first 3 years, but the bottom line is he doesn't look old, no matter how you slice it. And you being, if indeed it's the case that they are so eager to see what Jordan Love can do that you will get rid of Aaron Rodgers, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl this year. Let's say you go again to the NFC title game or something and you get rid of Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. It confirms to me, Rob, what I've said seems like the case before. The Green Bay Packers are satisfied with being good and relevant rather than striving to be great and winning championships. I mean, because it seems like they're like, you know what? We don't want to go through a dead period where we've got no quarterback for 5 years and we're a bad team. And because of that, they did it obviously with Brett Favre, and they went to Aaron Rodgers, and that worked out. But now they seem to be wanting to do the same thing with Jordan Love. And I'm saying, no, you still have a guy playing at the top of his game. You should be trying to win as many Super Bowls as you can with him. And I think it'd be a trap, assuming he has a good year next year. Now, if he shows his age and struggles, okay. But if he plays well again, then I think it'd be ridiculous to move on from him, Rob. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know what they're doing, to be honest. I wish I could sit there and figure
and
it out.
And to be honest, you're not going to see enough from Jordan Love in 1 year. I mean, unless he's just, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times a guy struggles in his first year or is okay.
Yeah, it could be years before you see any dividends from him,
right.
And that's why the pick doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It just didn't make any sense at that point. So where they are now and what they're doing, the Packers, I don't know if they're looking for a miracle or they're expecting him to come back and do the same exact thing, or they're thinking that he's not going to do the same thing and that'll leave an opening for them. I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. And like I said, unless they just want to remain relevant, be good, you know, close to the playoffs or in the playoffs, and we don't have to win a Super Bowl. All right, T.Y. Hilton, Rob, let's move on to the Baltimore Ravens. He is the latest receiver to turn down more money, reportedly, from the Baltimore Ravens. So he's re-signing with his Indianapolis Colts for a 1 year, $8 million deal. Not going to blow you away. But reportedly, he was offered more money and a 3-year deal from the Baltimore Ravens. And he turned it down. Now, remember, Juju Smith-Schuster signed a deal with the Steelers and for $8 million, 1 year, and reportedly turned down bigger money from the Ravens. And then there's also been talk that Kenny Galladay, you know, talked with the Ravens and instead chose the New York Giants. And some are saying this is an indictment on Lamar Jackson. I think it's an indictment on Greg Roman. And now look, it's certainly possible Greg Roman is like, I'm just working with what I got. And Lamar is a great runner, but we're not going to throw the football too much because that's not his what he's greatest at. Okay, I get that. But I've said, right, you know this, I was on the record several times. If I'm the Ravens, I got to go out and get an elite receiver. Now, we had T.J. Houshmandzadeh on who said Hollywood Brown could be elite, but they just don't throw the rock enough. And so I'm going to say this, Rob, I can't blame receivers. If I was a receiver, I'm not comparing myself to these guys. I played receiver in high school. I wanted to catch the ball. I wanted targets. And so if I'm a receiver, one of these guys, I'm trying to go somewhere where I can get thrown the football a lot. I can get a lot of targets. And that's why these guys are signing for 1 year, because they're like, I'll go here and I'll get busy for a year. And then I'll be able to get my big money and long-term deal based off of that. If I go to the Ravens, we're not going to throw the football a lot. When it's thrown, it's going to be going to the tight end a lot. I can't do it. And I got to be honest, I can't blame guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be, to me, because he's such a threat as a runner, it would open up the passing game as well for him to pull it back and those guys have a shot. Because they have to add an extra guy to the box to control him, or a spy to stay on him, Chris. That should open up the passing game if he's willing to, you know, start out as, play action or fake like you're running or run
right.
Laterally. You know what I mean? And then throw the football.
RPO.
Yeah, that's just me. I'm just saying.
They haven't done that, though. You know what I mean? I mean, you're
right. Doesn't that make sense? I'm just talking about, if you're a defense, you got to respect him as a runner. That should open up downfield for receivers to maybe have a big game.
That would put it on him. I mean, maybe they just don't trust him to throw the football outside the numbers for the most part.
Maybe. But you see what I'm saying? And maybe you don't have to have 10 catches to get 140 yards, Chris. All you need is 4 because the field is open. You know what I mean? Like I'm just saying, you have – you might not get like 10 or 12 catches, but maybe you get 7 or 8 and still get your yards because you don't have to. I just feel like the field should be open if you're playing defense against Lamar. How in the world could you play the pass, right, when this guy can run from the line of scrimmage 60 yards for a touchdown?
Here's what Jim Harbaugh, their coach, said when the topic came up of signing a better receiver for Lamar. This was, you know, a few weeks or months ago. If you're all about stats and numbers and your stat line and how many balls you catch necessarily, and that's all you care for, then there's a lot of other teams you can go play for and we'll be looking forward to lining up against you. So it seems like he's saying, look, we're not going to throw it a lot.
Right. But that,
we
and
do
that's
what we do.
Right.
But if I'm a, and I get, look, if that's your style,
but they can
that's your
say
style.
We're having,
but if I'm
we're
a
having
wide
success.
Receiver,
we've been
I'm
to the playoffs to every there. Year with Lamar. We have, you know, we have a shot. We got a good defense. We have a chance to go make a run in the postseason. You know what I mean? With the right situation. So it depends. And I don't understand in the NFL, and this is me, just me. I don't know what the exact dollar amounts are, but I in a league, unless those other years aren't guaranteed or depending on what they are, in a league where you could get hurt, I don't know what NFL player would take a one-year contract over a three-year contract when you could be hurt on every single play, and that could be it. So I don't know if the other 2 years are voidable, Chris. Are they really not a real three-year contract? Because you know what I mean? They could get right. out of it. So then, so you have to look at it that way to be honest with yourself to really say, is that a legit three-year contract or is that just a one plus one plus one at our discretion? Then it's just a one-year contract.
All right. What say you guys? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is the Ravens' inability to line a stud wide receiver or land a stud wide receiver an indictment on Lamar Jackson, Greg Roman, or what? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We'll continue the conversation with you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. And also, don't forget to check where you rank in Fox Sports Radio's M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. There's no perfect brackets remaining. Nobody will get, got the perfection, and thus no one will win that $1 million. But still, up for grabs is a $1,000 certificate for the listener in first place, $300 for second place, and $200 for third place. Stacy E, not Sheila E, but Stacy E.
Sheila E. You kidding?
Is the listener currently in first place through the first two rounds. I'm sorry. Congratulations, Sheila E. Stacy E. Sheila E. Stacy E. Congrats. And yours truly, Chris B. Chrissy B. is leading the Fox Sports Radio bracket. The full standings can be assessed.
I know she used to work at the station, right?
Stacy E.
Oh, sorry. Chrissy B.
The full standings can be accessed via foxsportsradio.com. It's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refine your prime with M-Drive. All right, 877-99 on Fox. The Ravens not getting any of these receivers. Kenny Golladay, T.Y. Hilton, and Juju Smith-Schuster all turned him down, reportedly turned down more money to go elsewhere. Is that an indictment on Lamar Jackson, the Ravens offense? What? Let's get to the calls, Rob.
All right, Pascal, in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. What's up? I really do appreciate the opportunity to be on, man. Love the show, fellas.
Thank you.
So I'm going to have to side here with Chris. Rob, sorry to tell you, buddy, but I'm an ex-receiver, you know, made it to the league, and if you have your choice as a free agent, you got to think there's a lot of incentives in your contract to get a certain amount of catches. Plus, you want that on your legacy, catches, yards, touchdowns. Right. So that's a better opportunity to go to a team that's going to pass more. And I have options there in the playoffs also. I'm definitely going to go that route. And that's really my argument. Is I got to side with Chris on it, fellas. Let me know what you think.
No, I hear you. I mean, you know, And look, dudes clearly like and respect Lamar Jackson. I mean, I haven't seen anything but respect coming from players for him. But at the end of the day, respect is not going to get me paid or get me the catches I want. I mean, if you're a receiver, man, you want touches. I don't want to be out there blocking 75% of the time. I want to be getting chances to catch the ball and make plays. So I get it. I get it.
Charles in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, fellas? Great question. I'm going to give you guys some objectivity. I'm a diehard Ravens fan. I've seen every Ravens game since the last 10 years.
All right.
I love Lamar. I hope we give Lamar the max. But I would say that it's a combination of the scheme that we use and Lamar Jackson. He does need to improve his stay in the pocket and don't bolt when things get rough. And then the scheme, we run the ball 57 to 60% of the time. Receivers like Galladay, Hilton, they're not going to want to sit out there and block for most of the day and have to contend with Andrews and Hollywood and Lamar running the ball 17 times for 150 yards and we win. I mean, they want to win, but they want to at least have like 7 catches and 100 yards receiving. So I think it's a combination of Lamar Jackson plus the scheme that the Ravens play. Even though it's successful, it's not wide receiver friendly.
How good do you think Hollywood Brown is? Like, with a quarterback that's going to throw him the ball a lot, you think he could be elite? You think he could be a Pro Bowler, or he's just a good receiver?
Elite, no. Pro Bowler, only if we can use him in maybe the punt return, kick return game. Right now, I see Hollywood Brown as maybe a 60-catch, 750 to 800-yard receiver.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I wanted to see him get a top receiver. But I guarantee you, in these meetings or discussions with free agent receivers have asked, like, look, how much y'all going to throw the ball? I see your scheme right now, and I don't think you throw it enough. Or is that going to change or what? And they're not getting the answers they want.
You know, Davis, man, the rookie we drafted, that guy's emerging. Like, you know, he's going to get the ball a lot more next year.
All right. We will see.
All right, appreciate it. How about Max in Georgia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good evening. Appreciate your time. You know, I'm a Ravens fan since 99, so I've seen a lot of guys come through as quarterbacks, opposing quarterbacks, you know, like Stewart, McNabb, Vic, Newton, the Ravens, Jackson. All these guys have two things in common. They're incredibly athletic with their legs, and they all – stand out for that reason. But the problem is they also have that thing in common where they don't have a Super Bowl. And so that's the main problem. Lamar can't come back being down multiple TDs. I think that's been kind of proven now. He's got that style of offense which requires him to be literally a front runner. And that works for them when they can do that. But when they're down multiple scores, that's the difference between him and like a guy like Mahomes. You know, Mahomes is down 3 scores. You don't really feel like he's out of the game. With Lamar, you feel like not only is he out of the game, but the team's out. And so, for me, that's the difference, and that's an indictment on not only his pocket presence, but his pocket ability. Simple as that. Appreciate
y'all. That's a good call. That's a good call. Yeah. I mean, look,
down 3 scores.
Well, but it's a passing league. As you're not going to run it any better than Lamar Jackson.
But I'm just saying, but I bet you if you were to count how many times teams came back from 3 touchdowns down, not often. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that's commonplace.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We got our man Antonio Daniels coming up in a few minutes. You know he's hustling, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's an NBA champion, Pelicans color analyst, Sirius XM NBA radio host. And he's done such a great job that we had to give him his own theme music. It is our man, Antonio Daniels, who is always hustling. What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, fellas. I was enjoying your conversation about hockey.
Yes.
Yeah. And where are you at on hockey? You more
Have
Broussard
you ever been to a hockey
Parker,
game?
I bet.
No, I mean, you know, the thing about hockey, you talk about fighting. They don't let them fight. They let them fight
Not
until
anymore.
Somebody hits the floor. Until somebody
but
hits
they,
the ground.
They let dudes square up, man. I don't know.
Right.
Did it change,
they'll let them square up, but then the moment
like
somebody hits
I've
the floor,
seen
the fight
dudes
is over.
Get knocked out.
Yeah, but they
right?
don't fight like they used to. I mean, it used to be like a free-for-all. That's been calmed down.
It seems to
so
me
guess,
like they
I guess
give you
the rules,
about 30 seconds.
I guess the rules have changed in every sport to make it just a little bit, take away the physicality in every
yes.
sport now.
Well, you know in the NBA, Antonio, you know what I said was right. Anybody can jump bad in the NBA because you know it ain't going nowhere.
But
I'll
tell you what. It's a couple dudes that you jump bad with on the court, and they meet you in the loading dock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've heard about that.
It's a couple of them that's about that. It's a couple of them that play that's about that. It ain't all about talk. Like, yeah. All right, I meet you in the loading dock. So, yeah.
Let us ask you.
I have heard those stories.
Yes, about the trading deadline. And Chris and I are a little surprised about the Lakers not pulling the trigger to get Lowry. Did they do the right thing?
I mean, they didn't do it because they didn't want to give up Taylor Horton Tucker. Which we
if the reason, I don't know who was supposed to be involved in the deal.
They put the names out there.
The names that were out there were Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Dennis Schroeder, who probably won't be happy about it. And then supposedly the Raptors wanted THT, and the Lakers said that was too much.
Well, honestly, we're talking about a 35-year-old Kyle Lowry. That's what we're discussing. And if we're talking about a 30-year-old Kyle Lowry or a 28-year-old Kyle Lowry, maybe we're having a different conversation. But we're talking about a 35-year-old Kyle Lowry. Now, if you're under the impression, like, okay, we're not going to pay Dennis Schroeder, so he's not going to be here anyway, I get it. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope might have been their best other during the NBA Finals run last year. So he may not be important right now. And this is also a weird time to have this conversation for the Lakers, because they're without LeBron James and they're without Anthony Davis. So right now with the Lakers, it seems like the sky has fallen. But we all know what happens when those two come back and the way this team looks when this team is completely healthy. So I get it. For me, if I'm the Lakers right now, I'm making a play on Andre Drummond when he becomes available on the buyout market. And I'm okay moving forward with a healthy LeBron James, a healthy Anthony Davis, a healthy Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell, and the same crew that we made a run with last year, adding the best rebounder in the world in Andre Drummond.
But the only problem is really like a guy who's your 10th or 11th guy as far as minutes off the bench, that's a showstopper? That's you have an aging LeBron James, 36 years old, 18th year. You're worried about a guy who's not even playing?
That.
Who's going to play years from now? I just don't get that.
I get it. But is it well, with THT, honestly, if you're talking about I agree with everything that you just said, Rob, but it's more about the future as well. You know, and you just said it. You're talking about an aging LeBron James.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, you're talking about an aging LeBron James. So your championship window is really, really small. I get it, but is giving up all of that you just talked about, Dennis Schroeder, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and THT worth a 35-year-old Kyle Lowry? Does that Kyle Lowry get you over the top from what you're giving up is my question.
KCP is the – I mean, Schroeder, I'm getting what Schroeder gives me with Lowry. Because Lowry's still – he's older, but he's giving you 17-6 right now.
Right.
And shooting well from three. And so he's a better three-point shooter than Schroeder.
And I would hate to give up KCP, but if I got to, and
THT, I think he's over his value. And I like him. He's fine. He's a young 20-year-old kid. We'll see what he can do in the future. But I think he's overvalued in L.A. Like, people, because he played well in the preseason, people think he's the second coming of Bradley Beal or something.
Yeah, but the thing is, the NBA right now, and I'm not telling you guys something you don't know, it's positionless. So at the end of the game, you want to have your five best playmakers on the floor, regardless of size. So a lot of times what you're seeing teams close games with is one big, if you want to call him a big, and four smalls. So you want to have the versatility to have access to someone like THT if you need him. If you need him. You know, because you already have Kyle Kuzma, you already have KCP, you know, you already have Morris, and you have Montrezl. This is the deepest team in the league right now, the L.A. Lakers. So I think it's good to have, and you just said it, he's 20 years old that we're talking about, and he has shown a pretty significant upside when he gets those minutes. So, and you're talking about a 15-year difference. You said it, Chris. If I'm trading Dennis Schroeder for Kyle Lowry, I get it. That's an even swap. But that's not what's going on here. It's not Dennis Schroeder for Kyle Lowry. It's Dennis Schroeder for Kyle Lowry, and you're talking about KCP,
and
you're talking about THT. That's a lot for a 35-year-old Kyle Lowry.
See, I don't think THT is that much value right now. Right. Maybe down the line we'll see what he is. But let me go to – because what you said about, you know, basically small ball at the end of the game, that being the case, you know, in many – for most part, how much will Andre Drummond – I think he's going to go to the Lakers. I don't know for sure. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But if he does, how much does he help them?
Well, I think he helps them a lot because, again, it's about versatility. The thing that they miss, and the only downfall I saw with the Lakers this year as opposed to last year, is that they would miss Dwight Howard and miss JaVale McGee. They missed their size, they missed their athletic ability, and they missed the rim protection. So it's not the fact that you need them all the time. You just want to have access to them. If you go back to their championship run last year, when they played Houston, they didn't even play.
Right.
They didn't play. But when they played Jokic, they were needed. So you just want to have the option. It's different when you don't even have the option of having size, when you don't even have the option of having physicality. I don't even have an option of having rim protection. And if you don't get Andre Drummond, your best rim protector becomes then Anthony Davis. And we all know that Anthony Davis doesn't want to play the five spot. That's not a secret.
Right.
You know, so I think if you have an opportunity to acquire Andre Drummond, because you're going to need him against certain guys in the league. Hypothetically, let's say you meet up with Philly in the finals. You are going to ask Anthony Davis to battle Joel Embiid in the finals. You need some size and some physicality to counter what Joel Embiid brings, which is Andre Drummond. You want to cover all ground.
I want to ask you one other question here. I know we run out of time. The Clippers. I like what they did. Chris likes what
As
they did.
I.
Do you like what they do?
Yes,
they did.
I love it. I love it. I think the thing that they were missing was a real point guard. And I'm not saying that discrediting someone else. What I mean by that is I'm not talking about a point guard by skill set. I'm talking about a point guard by mindset, where their mentality is to facilitate first. So on our show today, I said it would be great if the Clippers had an opportunity to acquire Rajon Rondo or Ricky Rubio, because both of those guys can set the table. You know, it looks bad when Kawhi Leonard has to take the ball to his spot to go one-on-one, or Paul George has to take the ball to a spot, as opposed to a point guard who is facilitating and putting the pieces of the puzzle together and understanding time, score, situation, where the ball needs to go and when it needs to get there. Rajon Rondo, to me, is a perfect fit now in L.A. So now Reggie Jackson can now become your backup point guard.
Quickly, about 30 seconds, did Denver and the Clippers – I think you had the Lakers in the West. So did Denver and the Clippers get to their level with these moves?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the Clippers did. Denver got better without touching their core. So the thing with the Clippers, they got better, but they got rid of their you know, reigning six man of the year two or three times. Denver actually got better and improved and without touching anybody that's in the rotation right now. So they lost Jeremy Grant and they lost Plumlee. And they just replaced Jeremy Grant and replaced Plumlee by acquiring both Gordon and also JaVale McGee. I think Denver really came up. Denver and Chicago were the two winners in today's trade deadline to me.
All right, that's our man, Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it, as always.
For sure. Y'all stay safe.
All right, man. Peace. Houston, we got a problem. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, DJ Alex Teicher has just taken it upon himself to make this an anime theme song Thursday.
Is this animation right here?
Not animation, anime.
Anime, is that what this is?
Like, well, anime?
Yeah,
like
let's be real. You know, anime like and animation is the same thing.
Is it?
Pretty much is. One's just West Coast, one's East Coast
anime,
kind of thing.
Other than your podcast, which I listen to religiously.
My guy.
Yeah, look at that, Chris. Oh, did you just say that?
I've listened to his podcast.
He has.
You said religiously. Did you say that, Chris? Is that is
well,
that
some people go to church once a year.
All right. Okay.
And I listen more than once a year.
My guy.
Yeah. He does. Alex does a good job, too. Real talk. Real talk. All right. Anyway, it is the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio. All right, Rob, we obviously talking a lot of NBA trade deadline. And the Houston Rockets, I mean, we've talked about winners, right? The Clippers, the Miami Heat, even though it's not a big-time win, it's a win. Denver, Portland, maybe even a little bit. Chicago, definitely like what they did. Boston got better. I mean, again, not making them world beaters by any stretch. But and then there's the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets traded Victor Oladipo for Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, and a pick swap in next year's draft. Rob, if you remember, they got Victor Oladipo for Caris LeVert, who they got from in the Harden trade. Okay? Now, this means, Rob, that for James Harden, this is what the Houston Rockets came away with. This is what they essentially traded James Harden, arguably the best player on the planet.
Can you say garbage? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Avery Bradley, who's going to be bought out? Or has he been bought out yet, Rob G? Going to be.
Reportedly, he will be, yes.
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk, Dante Exum, Ridiones Karukes. I don't even know if I said it right.
Gesundheit.
And 3 unprotected Nets first-round picks and 5 first-round pick swaps. Now, first of all, those Nets picks aren't going to be very valuable.
I was going to say, when they win the division, what picks are those going to be?
I mean, so Rob, Houston, they got, man, it's a sad state of affairs there. I mean, James Harden left there and all has turned to garbage. And here's what I got to throw out at you before you speak. Remember, Rob, they could have gotten Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle from Philadelphia for James Harden. But because they were upset with Daryl Morey, the general manager who used to be in Houston, who's now in Philadelphia, they wouldn't trade Harden to the Sixers. I'm sorry. You got to do what's best for your team. See, Ben Simmons is a guy you can build around. Put some shooters around him and go. And if you didn't have him, you could have had Caris LeVert even.
But I look at it this way. If you're like deciding what to go against, I get Daryl Morey, right, is the GM. But you gave James Harden exactly what he wanted. So if I'm going to like.
Good point.
Do you see what I'm saying? If I'm going to make one guy be punished, I'm going to make James Harden be the one punished because. You know,
right? He was, you know, dying
he to get franchise,
to
right? Yep. I mean, that's the way I would look at it, because you he said I want to go to Brooklyn, and you did exactly what he wanted. You sent him to Brooklyn.
Yep. Nah, that's a great point. I'm sorry. Ben Simmons is a legit star. We know he's got his issues. He don't shoot and all that, but he's showing you right now, Rob. I mean, Philadelphia's playing well without Embiid. They can't win a championship without him, but they're a good team because Ben is a tremendous defender, and he does everything well except shoot. I mean, that's a big deal, but I'm just saying. So, Raphael Stone, it's been a rough introduction for him as the GM, but they got to do better because they have been one of the better franchises in the league, Rob. You know, they always been in the playoffs lately. And going deep, and now looks like they are in deep trouble. All right, 1 hour left. iCouple, you know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!